Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Feedback and Insights Share number 145. Last year, which is extremely crucial, we talked about if there's no discipline, there's no love. We need healthy discipline. And just like we need discipline in controlling our physical pleasures and realizing that doing everything you want is poison and it will decrease our pleasure in life and it'll be harmful, and we need to have healthy discipline to enjoy life to its fullest and to have the most meaningful relationships to its fullest and marriage in its fullest. We also need to understand that even giving, which is a chesed, which is a beautiful midah, also you need discipline with that. How much to give, because what happens is, again, I have to read it, Shel Silverstein's Giving Tree, but basically you give and give and give till you have nothing left. But the idea being is that if you give without a cheshbon either, it's self-destructive as well. And one, you know, is so absorbed in the moment of that without taking regard to anything else is not healthy. So this is an important thing. When you give without restraint, which some people do this, for example, they love the claw work and they're Isaac in it and they neglect their own husband or wife or children. Or it turns into self-interest and self-centeredness and self-absorption. It seems like we're giving and giving and giving, but it's really deep down, I need to fill myself. And that's not healthy either. You need that balance. So this is the idea of being true and understanding. Do I keep giving freely without reserve, or do I ask sometimes whether I should or shouldn't? Is it healthy to pull back a little bit? Very important questions to ask. Now, we talked about before about how husbands and wives neglect their one-on-one time because they're giving so much in their other parts of their relationship, they're neglecting this part. And in certain instances, in many instances, you have to hold back from giving in those other parts of your life in order to give in that one-on-one relationship. Now, giving is an intrinsic part of a relationship. In a marriage, certainly. And it adds to our personal happiness. And to the Michtam Eliyahu, Rabbi Odessa, talks about the ahavas hanesina, to give. It is extremely emotionally valuable, healthy in many ways. It gives us a tremendous amount of hana to give, to be mashpia. But we cannot lose sight of the reasons of why we're giving. We're giving because Hashem is a toiva meitiv and wants to give. But Hashem sometimes holds back l'toiva seinu. He holds back for our benefit. Sort of like when you don't give the child, he wants ice cream now. You say no, you eat that healthy lunch, whatever it is, first, and then I could give you that ice cream, as an example. So, you know, that is the concept of putting a curve on that unhealthy over-giving, right? A child asks his father, I want a new video game, I want this, I want that. The child doesn't ask, can we afford it? And sometimes the father, if he's a real giving person, he doesn't ask himself if I can afford it. Or he'll ask, will this game help my son be the best version of himself? That doesn't mean there's certain toys, certain things, yes, you give in. You use your cheshbon hanefesh, you ask a rav sometimes certain questions about what to give, what not to give, what's healthy, what's not healthy. But the idea being, though, is it's you still have to ask. So our giving needs to be with a healthy restraint or directed in a healthy way. This is the hiskalos of the spheres. For example, you have chesed, right? There's chesed shebe chesed, which is the first day pay, it's like full giving, where the first say the night, where it's overflowing, where it's a healthy, healthy thing. It's this iris we get from Hashem above. Purim, you have a similar concept, kol ha'poshet yad noisin lo, you give and give and give, tzedakah, without restraint. Sometimes that is a healthy approach, but then right away you have gevura shebechesed, where the chesed has to be tempered with a certain direction, a certain self-restraint. So even giving has to be where it does not become self-destructive, right? Mabel is water, which is chesed, but flowed in a heavy, full way without the drop in measure. Because giving fully of chesed, of the water, is destructive, and when you give it with each drop separately in the proper measure, it's life-giving. Same thing with achesed. So we need to understand that. Right? So let's say you have a tree. You cut down the whole tree. You could use it for firewood, and you'll be warm for a couple of days. But you could only do it once, and then the tree is gone. So you have to have a cheshbon. You want to enjoy the fruits of that tree. You can't cut it down. And every tree, the fruit will be sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. So obviously you use certain trees for firewood, fruit trees, it's best that you don't use, right? There's halachas involving that and so on. So the idea being, and we talked about it before, in the past few shiurim, a marriage is like a tree. We need to develop the strong roots that can weather any storm. And now it's time to develop those roots. How do you develop those roots? Hakara satoiv, number one. Respect, number two. Discipline, number three. Those are, if you look through the past through three or so shiurim, we discuss those three powerful ways to nurture your relationship. But another idea is the rach kakana. The rach kakana means that trees sway in the wind, meaning they're not rigid, right? We say the difference between a kana and an eres, a wind, a cedar tree, if it blows, it could break because it's rigid, while a kana blows this way and that way as the wind blows, and it stays. If you have strong roots in a healthy way, you allow for uncertainty, because life has uncertainties. There's unexpected things in life, but when you become and work on being the best version of yourself, you try to enjoy that mystery. Hey, this is a new matzav that came up. Let's use it to grow. Our culture does not like certainty. And we spend so much time trying to create an illusion of security and attempting to control what's not controllable. And we have to learn not to do that. So I explained this once, and I'm just going to give this as an example. There's a whole machlokes apayskim about to take the Dor Yesharim Tesax testing and other testing before you go marry. Certain apayskim say you don't need to or you shouldn't take this test and rely on Hashem fully. Others, which frankly are the ones that I follow, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky held this way, and many Gedolei Yisrael held this way, that you have a chiv to take those tests, the Dor Yesharim tests, before you go out. But I'm not going to go into that controversy right now. Let's assume even that mshita, that it's a chiv to take, it's part of your shtadlus. So you take the Dor Yesharim test, they check for certain genetic diseases based on what the union could carry as with a child, and it's fine and it's good, and you marry. So let's even go that side of it. You did the shadlis because you follow those poskim that say you're mechuyev to do that as shadlis, and everything was positive and everything was fine, and you're married. But these days, doctors are saying we want to do genetic testing now. So I know a Rav that someone, the young married people came to him. Their doctors are pushing genetic testing. What should I do? So he explained to them, the Dor Yesharim before you're married, that was the shtadlus that most paiskim hold, that it's a chiev, and you did it, you were yaitzi, you did that. Now you're already married. What's the point of this genetic testing? You're not going to get divorced. You're not going to abort babies. We don't do these things. Here, you have to trust Hashem, rely on Hashem, whatever happens. Why do you want these testings? So they understood and they left. They came back later and said, okay, we're maskim. There's nothing we could do about it, but we want these testings to mentally prepare ourselves in case there is some real risk of carrying a child that could have some of these diseases. We want to mentally prepare ourselves better to be parents of such a child. So he explained to them again, you can't go through life that way. trying to control everything. Hashem is in control. We're not in control over anything. And even like according to those shitas, Dar Yesharim, that we did do the testing, those Paiskim felt that it was a Chiyav Ishtadlis, not because we have control. But over here, there's no Chiyav Ishtadlis, because we're already in it. There's nothing we can do about it. You rely on Hashem. In life, it's going to happen a lot of times this way. You'll get a sudden phone call. Sometimes it'll be a challenging experience that comes up. Sometimes it'll be a very positive experience that comes up. But unexpected things happen in life all the time. Life is not a problem to be solved. It's a mystery to be lived. We have to live with that, right? Your spouse, your husband, your wife is not a problem to be solved. Your children are not a problem to be solved. They're mysteries to be accepted, to be encouraged, to be experienced, to be enjoyed. In other words, Hashem made it in a system where relationships are not static. They're not a mathematical formula. They cannot be understood fully. It cannot be fixed fully. It cannot be solved fully. They're mysteries that we need to enjoy. You can't, that's sometimes this is an impediment to Shalom Bayis, where you have this fixed notion of what your husband and wife needs to be or should be or could be, and you have that fixed in your mind, and that leads to a lot of disappointments and misunderstandings and not handling life well. A lot of it is you rely on Hashem. Certain things you do bikfias in a relationship. You give of yourselves. You do your best you can. And then trust Hashem. Always trust Hashem with everything. So when we need to be humble about that. When we do things wrong, of course we do tshuva. We need to hold our tongues when we know our husband or wife is right. Or if they're in their bad mood, understand that and be quiet now and we'll address it later. Don't have these agendas. And we need to embrace that life. That is what Hashem is giving us. This is what Hashem is embracing, telling us to embrace. We do whatever shtadlis we're mechuyev to do, but recognize that's all it is. It's a shtadlis of a keli, and once I made it, it's all in Hashem's hands. So that is really the yesod. And just a briefly review of a lot of what we spoke about in these past feedbacks. We talked a lot about how the physical sexual intimacy is not real intimacy. You need to work on those other aspects of the relationship in order for the sexual intimacy to be valuable and true. We talked about how common interests alone are not enough to be even be superficial. The real nekuda of a husband and a wife towards each other is to help each other selflessly as possible, to help us become the best versions of ourselves in the most pleasant ways. Right? We said before that to make our husbands and wife become the best versions of ourselves is to encourage and challenge each other. But there's a big difference. The encourage is all the time, and that's the basic force. The challenge, first of all, you don't intentionally create challenges. And even when there is a challenge that's healthy that needs to be given, you do it in the most respectful, most encouraging and loving way. In other words, Ezer first, Kenegdai second. And the Kenegdai has to be for the purpose of the Ezer too, to help. And it goes, obviously, it's the wife to the husband, the Ezer Kenegdai in the Torah. But Kamayim Palam Panam, it goes both ways. Each one of them primarily encourages. Their focus is to be the Ezer. And the Kenegdai, you daven to Hashem, and you ask for Siyata Deshmaya. When the Kenegdai, meaning when you need to challenge, you do it in a healthy way, in a loving way, in a way that'll be niskabel, in a way that brings you both closer together. So that the Ezer becomes stronger because of it. And we talked about the tree analogy, to develop those strong roots that'll help us weather every storm in life in a healthy way. We talked about Hakaras HaTov. Use that exercise to write down things that you're grateful for, things and people and other things. And you write it and you say it over again and again. And you can even write a letter and address to your husband or your wife. Mail it. Let it come to them. We talked about respect that builds trust. We talked about the healthy respect that is a reverence of recognizing the Tzelem Elokim in each person, and your husband and your wife. And we talked about, this is one of the real crucial things in our Dor that we really need to work on, is healthy discipline. Don't let the unhealthy negative experiences that you may have had in your childhood, in your adolescence, whenever it is, where people use discipline to control you, to manipulate you, to be rough with you, and therefore you say discipline is poison. No, no, no. It was misused then. But if you don't misuse it, you use it in healthy ways, it's the most healthiest thing in the world. If there is no discipline, there's no true love. And we need to understand that as a healthy balance. And to discipline ourselves, even with the idea of giving, like we talked about in this particular shiur. And with all of this, may you be zeicha. Continue to ask for siyata d'shmaya from Hashem to help you with all these tools. And then to try to practice them and develop them. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you all tremendous nachas ruach and success. And a real wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, healing marriage. Mikan l'abo. Bracha and atzlacha.